Listening Practice 9. You are Mei Leung. You are now discussing a class presentation on sports with your classmates. Listen to the conversation and fill in the missing information in the spaces provided. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Attention, please.
Silence, please.
As part of the elective module, all of you will have to give a presentation on one of the topics that we have discussed so far. I've divided the class into 13 groups. There will be 3 people in each group. Please check the handout I've given you to find out who is in your group. You will have to discuss what topic you would like to work on with the members of your group.
You are in my group, Henry.
Yes, May. We are still looking for Eva.
I'm here. Hi, guys. Shall we sit here?
Okay. Here's a chair, Henry.
Thanks.
So, what do you think, Henry? Do you have any ideas about what topic we should present?
Well, I had a look at the list of topics that Mr. Green gave us yesterday. There are some interesting topics. For example, the topic of the Olympic Games is quite interesting. We've done a lot of work on this topic before.
I agree, but I think this is going to be a popular choice. I really want to do something different.
Perhaps we can choose a topic that Mr. Green hasn't talked about much in class.
Let's have a look at the list. How about sports and health?
Again, I think that's something everyone is thinking about.
True. What do you suggest, Eva?
I was thinking of sports marketing.
Sports marketing?
Yeah, there has been so much talk about sports marketing in the news lately.
Sports marketing seems like a good topic. But what exactly do you have in mind, Eva?
Have you noticed that recently teenagers in Hong Kong have been really crazy about this brand called Monkey Sports?
Yes, I've got a pair of their sports shoes at home. Love them.
What is so special about Monkey Sports?
Their advertising campaign.
Yep.
Monkey Sports is a sports company originating in China. The company makes sports shoes and sports clothes using only natural materials.
Interesting.
And all of their clothes are made by Chinese workers who are paid good wages.
So the selling point of this company is...
The selling point of this company is that it is a socially responsible company.
A socially responsible company? What does that mean?
That means the company focuses on the environment and it embraces its social responsibilities.
Hang on, just let me write that down. A socially responsible company is a company that focuses on the environment and embraces its social responsibilities. Now, how does that relate to our topic, sports marketing?
While most sports companies use famous people to entice us to buy their products, Monkey Sports uses a different marketing strategy. It appeals to a person's conscience. People who would like to do something nice for other people or people who are environmentally conscious are likely to buy Monkey Sports products.
That's an interesting topic. We can compare the advertising strategies used by Monkey Sports to those used by other sports companies.
Yeah, we could even get interviews with consumers who buy Monkey Sports products.
Good. So, now, can we come up with a general statement?
Sorry, what do you mean?
Like 1 or 2 sentences that describe what we want to find out and what we are going to present to the class.
How about we aim to find out why consumers buy Monkey Sports products?
Too specific, I think. How about we aim to find out why consumers buy from socially responsible companies?
Sounds good. Just let me write that down. We aim to find out why consumers buy from socially responsible companies.
Good. Sounds like we have a basic plan. Now, how are we going to do this?
Well, obviously, we should start with a review of sports advertising strategies.
Yes, that's the first step. Once we've done that, we should find out more about the company.
Next, we should look at the advertising strategies used by Monkey Sports.
And explain why they are successful.
Great. We have a general statement and a workable plan. Now let's go and ask Mr. Green what he thinks of our topic.
That is the end of listening practice 9. You now have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.
That is the end of Module 4.